Welcome to the Moms Grind Tool podcast, hosted by your girl, Courtney Shanae. Here we celebrate women who are choosing to become the version of themselves that they dream of being, despite the curveballs that life tends to throw at times. We'll be discussing topics like motherhood, relationships, entrepreneurship, and so much more. So be sure to tune in weekly for new episodes. If you're new here, hey sis, if you love it here, please leave us a review and tell a friend about the show. I hope you are as excited as I am for today's episode. So let's dive right in. Good morning, sis. Happy Friday. I hope y'all are having a good day so far. My day has been going great. I went to the gym. I have currently started working on my to-do list, all before I have to wake my kids up for summer camp. So I'm clapping for me today. I don't have anything planned for this weekend, and I might want to keep it that way. Your girl has been going hard all weekend. Auntie is tired. I've been talking about being an auntie and accepting my role as the auntie, so they say. So, auntie been tired. Okay. But lately, I've been trying to figure out what's next for me. As y'all know, we are almost in Q3 and 4. We're almost in the second half of the year, so I've been slowly trying to figure out what it's going to look like for me in each pillar and just slowly working on that. So I've been reading some books and trying to get my mind right. And the book I'm currently reading right now is Take the Stairs. And it has some points in here that made me open my eyes and see that, girl, you have been trying to take the elevator all your life, and it doesn't work like that in real life. Like, everything is not going to happen overnight, and the things you want in life, if you want them to last, if you want longevity, it's going to take you getting there slowly and not having that overnight success. So that's what we're going to be talking about today on this podcast, and I hope y'all enjoy. So I was thinking back on a time where I think it was 2012. I want to say 2012. And you know those companies where you sell products and then you get somebody under you and then they just help you get to a next level in the company and basically network marketing. And I was doing this company called It Works. And y'all, on social media, everybody was talking about how they making so much money doing this. And if you build a solid team, you will get rich in such and such amount of days. And they had me believing, like, well, shoot, let me get on this team. Let me join the team so I can make this money on, okay? I'm trying to get to this money. So I started doing it, and a few months go by, and I'm like, where is the money? Because I got to pay for these products that y'all have me selling, and they ain't selling. Where is my money? And I realized, like, dang, this is not an overnight success type thing. And I eventually stopped doing it. Like anything else that doesn't happen overnight, we don't see any progress after a few months, and I dropped it. I let it go. I'm like, nope, on to the next thing. And the next thing was, I don't know if y'all remember, but the money boards, they say the Chinese do it. You put $100 in, and another person put $100 in, and it's like 10 people putting $100 in to one person, and they cash out. And then you start another board, and everybody's supposed to be able to grow into the middle part of the board and get your, what was it, $1,000? Maybe 10, I don't remember. But the more you build your board up, the more money you were supposed to get. And so many people are cashing out. That was such a big thing. I'm like, shoot, I'm going to put my money on this board. And that was where I went wrong, y'all. That is where I went wrong, because I was joining random people board. And everybody, your name will be moving up. You're like, okay, I'm almost to the middle. But every time I'm almost to the middle, they run off with the money. Like, it was supposed to be my turn, and you done ran off with the money. Now, here I am. Without my money, I done invested in something, and I ain't even getting no return on my investment. So I was like, dang, here I go again, put money in and not receiving anything back. because all I wanted was that overnight success. I didn't want to have to work hard to get the money. But that is not a reality. I started to realize that is not a real thing. And although it does happen for some people win a lottery, some people win money on a scratch off, but you have to play to win. And I'm definitely not blowing money. I'm not a big gambler. I don't like losing money. So I am not blowing money just to win the lottery. Because you know how much money people actually spend to finally win the lottery and those scratch off. They invest so much money on those things hoping they will win, that when they finally win, or that if they ever win, they have invested so much money that they could have bought a new car. They could have put a down payment on a house, bought a house. Like, it don't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me. And I had to realize success is not going to happen overnight in anything we do. It's not going to be something that's going to happen so quick that I'm going to be rich in 30 days, 90 days, in the next year. It's going to take some time to build. And so many people don't want to do that. We live in a time where we want things fast. Oh, I'm going to get my food fast. Like I said last time, I don't like waiting in line. Like, hurry up. I got somewhere to be. We're driving fast. We are always rushing to do something and get where we want to be. But in life, you got to slow down. And the things that you want to last for years to come, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to happen with slow progress, because slow motion is still motion. And we have to realize that although I'm going at a slow pace, just because I'm going slow doesn't mean I'm not making movement. Just because I'm not seeing success in the next 3 months, the next 6 months, the next year, doesn't mean I'm not going to be successful. It's just going to take some time. And you have to take time to slowly grow and build the things that you want to see happen. And whether that's with your finances, whether that's with your relationship, whether that's with your business, your job, nothing we have in life is going to happen overnight. And anything that we want to last, we got to make sure we're not rushing into that thing. Like, we got to make sure we're not rushing into these relationships and trying to get married in the next 3 months. You meet somebody, you move in with them in 2 months, and then 3 months, y'all get married. Now, that may work for some people, because I've seen it happen. But in reality, it's like, you really don't know this person. You really don't know their background. Have they told you about their childhood, any traumas that they might have endured? Because a lot of times we get in these relationships and we only see what we want to see. And then as time goes by, we start to realize, dang, I really don't know this person. Or, dang, I didn't know this about them. Or, I didn't know that they don't have a good relationship with their mom or their dad. Or, hell, I don't even know if they have any good relations with their kids. Are they in their kid's life? Like, stuff like this matters. And that's why you have to actually take some time to get to know the people that you're dating. Get to know yourself before you jump into a relationship. And you have to realize, is this what I really want? And if you want to be married for years to come, you got to make sure that you're not rushing into things. And it's okay to move slow with people. Like I said, we live in a times where everything is rushed. We want to move so fast. We want to get there at a fast pace, but it is not a race. It's a marathon. I remember being in track in high school, and I only wanted to run the 100 and 200 in the 4x4. I didn't want to be one of those long distance runners, because they have to train so hard and they have to train so much to be able to build the endurance to be able to run for that amount of time. And I'm like, who doing that? Not me. Not me. But now that I look at it, I'm like, dang, I probably would have been in better shape. I probably would have had more discipline, because it takes great discipline to be able to run for that long distance. And you have to realize that had I known that those long distance runners was going to be running at a pace, but they were slowly building something to be able to run the race later on, I would have done that instead of trying to hurry up and do the 100 and the 200 to run fast and be done with it. But We have to be okay with running at a slow pace. We have to be okay with slow motion. And some of our favorite companies have been built slowly over time. And now they're these big billion-dollar companies like Amazon and Starbucks. And you have to realize, sometimes we may get a no in life, but that doesn't mean you give up. We hear the story so many times where people say, I got six no's before I got a yes. And sometimes we quit after the first no. We were like, dang, that door closed for me. I'm not going back. I'm not trying again. Girl, just because one door shut in your face don't mean that is it. Just because you get one no don't mean that's the end all be all. You have to get a few no's, maybe even 10 no's before you finally get that yes. So that's why you got to stay in it. You can't quit because you're not seeing the success right away. You can't quit because all these people around you seem like they're winning and it seems like it's happening for them faster than you. But that is not your story. And you don't know what they've been through to be able to get to that part of their story. And you don't even know if that's really what they have going on. We know social media is not a real place. It is 2025 and you can be whoever you want to be on social media. So just make sure you're being the real you. Make sure you're being true to who you are. And make sure you're standing your race at your pace and in your lane. Because when you try to move fast, when you try to skip steps, you miss the important lessons that you needed to learn in those seasons. In that time where God was trying to show you something within your business that you needed to fix, but you decided to look over it and skip it. And then later on, it becomes this big thing that it's hard for you to overcome it. And trust me, I've been there, especially within my business where I started seeing growth and I started seeing things happen for me in my business. And I'm like, yes, finally. And then God was like, he was showing me parts of my business that needed to be fixed, but I didn't want to listen. I'm like, well, shoot, I'm getting this money. Shoot, I ain't worried about that. And when I tell you that was the biggest mistake of not sitting down and listening, that I'm like, dang, now here I am trying to fix it later on. Now here I am trying to pick the pieces back up when if I would have just slowed down and heard what God was trying to tell me, that I will be so much further along within my business. So you guys, take the stairs, sis. Take the stairs. The elevator might get you there faster, but will it last? Will it be here from years to come by taking the elevator? Or will taking the stairs get you there at a slow pace, but it's still going to get you there and it's going to last a long time and it's going to put you in a position where your kids' kids, and their kids will reap the benefits of your slow success? So I want y'all to think about that. What is it that you want to see happen in your life over the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? I want you to write down what you want to see happen, your biggest, wildest dream. And I want you to start slowly working towards that. Don't think you have to make these big steps. Baby steps count. And start working towards each of those things that you want to see happen slowly. And I guarantee you that 5-10 years from now, you're going to look back and be like, darn, I really made it. Like, I'm really where I said I wanted to be, all because I took the baby steps, all because I didn't quit when I didn't see the success overnight, all because I took the stairs. All right, sis, that concludes today's episode. I hope you found value in today's topic and that you're able to apply what you've learned today within your life. Remember, the world needs what you carry, so go out there and give it your all today. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode. Until next time.